You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hello, I'm Michael Piotrosh. Welcome to another recording of articles from Popular Science magazine, a presentation of Ayers LA. This week's articles include, at 57 seconds, astronomers detect most powerful explosions since the Big Bang. At 6 minutes 54 seconds, Dead Sea Scrolls possibly even older than scholars thought. And finally, at 11 minutes 58 seconds, Pocket Watch from Great Lakes' deadliest shipwreck returned to family. Let's get to it. This first article is from the Science, Space, Deep Space, Black Holes section and is entitled Astronomers Detect Most Powerful Explosions Since Big Bang, written by Andrew Paul, published June 4, 2025. Extreme nuclear transients are 10 million times rarer than a standard supernova. This article begins with a photo. Its caption reads, an artist's illustration of an unlucky massive star approaching a supermassive black hole. At any given time across the universe, massive cosmic bodies are releasing incomprehensible amounts of energy. Stars burn like celestial nuclear fusion reactors. Quasars emit thousands of times the luminosity of the Milky Way galaxy, and asteroids slam into planets. But all of these pale in comparison to a new class of events discovered by researchers at the University of Hawaii's Institute for Astronomy, IFA. According to their findings published June 4 in the journal Science Advances, it's time to classify the universe's most energetic explosions as extreme nuclear transients, or ENTs. ENTs are as devastating as they are rare. They only occur when a massive star at least three times heavier than the Sun drifts too close to a supermassive black hole. The colliding forces subsequently obliterate the star, sending out plumes of energy across huge swaths of space. Similar events known as tidal disruption events, TDEs, are known to occur on a comparatively smaller scale and have been documented for over a decade. But ENTs are something else entirely. Quote, ENTs are different beasts, unquote, study lead author and astronomer Jason Hinkle explained in an accompanying statement. Quote, not only are ENTs far brighter than normal tidal disruption events, but they remain luminous for years, far surpassing the energy output of even the brightest known supernova explosions, unquote. Hinkle was first tipped off to ENTs while looking into transients, long-lasting flares that spew energy from a galaxy's center. Two particularly strange examples captured by the European Space Agency's Gaia mission caught his eye. The pair of events brightened over a much longer time frame than previously documented transients, but lacked some of the usual characteristics. Quote, Gaia doesn't tell you what a transient is, just that something changed in brightness, unquote, Hinkle said. Quote, but when I saw these smooth, long-lived flares from the centers of distant galaxies, I knew we were looking at something unusual, unquote. Hinkle soon reached out to observatory teams around the world for what would become a multi-year project to understand these anomalies. In the process, a third suspect was detected by the Zwicky Transient Facility at the Palomar Observatory in San Diego. After months of analysis, Hinkle and collaborators realized they were witnessing something unprecedented. There is an additional photo, an illustration of an infrared black hole. Its caption reads, an infrared echo tells us that a dusty torus surrounds the central black hole and newly formed accretion disk. The ENTs analyzed by astronomers displayed smoother, longer-lasting flares that pointed towards something very particular, a supermassive black hole accreting a giant wayward star. This contrasts with a more standard black hole that typically acquires its material and energy unpredictably, resulting in irregular brightness fluctuations. The energy and luminosity of an ENT boggles the mind. The most powerful ENT documented in Hinkle's study, Gaia 18CDJ, generated 25 times more energy than the most powerful known supernovae. For reference, a standard supernova puts out as much energy in a single year as the Sun does across its entire 10 billion year lifespan. Gaia 18CDJ, meanwhile, manages to give off 100 suns' worth of energy over just 12 months. The implications of ENTs and their massive energy surges go far beyond their impressive energy outputs. Astronomers believe they contribute to some of the most pivotal events in the cosmos. Quote, "These ENTs don't just mark the dramatic end of a massive star's life. They illuminate the processes responsible for growing the largest black holes in the universe," unquote, said Hinkle. From here on Earth, ENTs can also help researchers as they continue studying massive distant black holes. Quote, "Because they're so bright, we can see them across vast cosmic distances, and in astronomy, looking far away means looking back in time," unquote, explained study co-author and astronomer Benjamin Chappie. Quote, "By observing these prolonged flares, we gain insights into black hole growth when the universe was half its current age, forming stars and feeding their supermassive black holes 10 times more vigorously than they do today," unquote. There's a catch for astronomers, however. While supernovae are relatively well documented, ENTs are estimated to occur at least 10 million times less often. This means that further study requires consistent monitoring of the cosmos backed by the support of international governments, astronomical associations, and the public. This next article is from the Technology AI section and is entitled "Dead Sea Scrolls Possibly Even Older Than Scholars Thought," written by Andrew Paul, published June 4, 2025. The new theory arrives thanks to an AI program called Enoch. This article begins with a photo. Its caption reads, "A portion of Dead Sea Scroll number 28A, 1Q28A, from Qumran Cave 1. A specially designed artificial intelligence program named after a Judaic prophet suggests one of biblical archaeology's greatest finds require re-examination. According to an international team of researchers in consultation with Enoch, some of the Dead Sea Scrolls may be a bit older than we thought. Their evidence is laid out in a study published on June 4 in the journal PLOS-1. The Dead Sea Scrolls are among the most remarkable and revolutionary archaeological discoveries ever made. Researchers uncovered the first documents within the West Bank's Qumran Caves in 1946, eventually amassing around 15,000 scrolls and parchment fragments over the next decade. Historians and religious studies experts have spent years examining the trove believed to date to the Second Temple era, 516 BCE to 70 CE, in the process learning invaluable details about ancient Jewish and early Christian life. The scrolls also include some of the oldest complete biblically canonical books known to exist and help confirm the era's rabbinic culture to maintain remarkably standardized written texts over a roughly 1,000-year period. Although ancient manuscripts occasionally feature written dates, many others are missing them. This often makes it difficult to easily pinpoint their provenance, but experts have ways to narrow down the possibilities. In addition to radiocarbon dating, scholars frequently study the evolution of ancient handwriting, a field of study known as paleography. Understanding these stylistic shifts can help indicate when authors penned certain documents and thus fill in historical gaps. However, there is a catch to this approach. In order to get a sense of a written artifact's age from its script, paleographers require enough accurately dated manuscripts to serve as a reference. Add in the many nuances to historical documentation, and it can get very tricky very quickly. Knowing this, a group of experts from universities across the Netherlands, Denmark, Belgium, and Italy recently collaborated on a new machine learning program specifically designed to analyze and evaluate scanned images of biblical writings. Enoch, named after the Book of Genesis prophet who, quote, "did not experience death," unquote, is built on two primary data sets, an index of radiocarbon-dated historic biblical texts and an analysis of each manuscript's handwriting. By combining these two databases, Enoch could then analyze a sample text in order to more accurately date it. Once Enoch was built, the team had it scan 135 non-dated Dead Sea Scrolls and offer an age estimate for each one. A group of paleography experts then compared those results to their own evaluations. They concluded Enoch offered realistic dating estimates for nearly 80% of the scrolls, while the remaining conclusions were either too young, too old, or indecisive. Interestingly, researchers noted that some of Enoch's realistic estimates meant that certain Dead Sea Scrolls samples were actually older than scholars previously theorized. These revisions were further reinforced by additional radiocarbon testing. In one example, Enoch and scholars agreed a scroll fragment likely dated to the first half of the 2nd century BCE, roughly 100 to 150 years older than existing estimates. What's more, two scroll fragments were dated to the time of their assumed authors, implying they may be primary texts. While more validation and testing is needed, the team believes Enoch may offer experts a new tool to help investigate, correlate, and date ancient texts. Quote, "It's very exciting to set a significant step into solving the dating problem of the Dead Sea Scrolls and also creating a new tool that could be used to study other partially dated manuscript collections from history," unquote, the study's authors said in a statement. Quote, "With the Enoch tool, we have opened a new door into the ancient world, like a time machine that allows us to study the hands that wrote the Bible," unquote. This final article is from the Science Archaeology section and is entitled "Pocket Watch from Great Lakes' Deadliest Shipwreck, Return to Family," written by Andrew Paul, published June 3, 2025. In 1860, the Lady Elgin claimed over 300 lives in Lake Michigan. This article begins with a photo, a close-up of a gold pocket watch. Its caption reads, "The solid gold pocket watch belonged to British parliamentarian and newspaper publisher Herman Ingram." The Great Lakes have claimed thousands of lives and ships. The exact total will never be known, but historians estimate that 25 to 30,000 people have drowned on around 6,000 vessels since the 17th century. Despite this uncertainty, experts do know the single deadliest documented shipwreck, the Lady Elgin. On September 8, 1860, the sidewheel steamer crashed into another boat while sailing north of Chicago on Lake Michigan. Over 300 people died as a result, etching the tragedy into cultural memory and even inspiring at least one folk song. But while the Lady Elgin's deteriorating wreckage remains interred across a mile of Lake Michigan lakebed, one remarkably preserved artifact has made it back to the surface. After nearly 165 years, a solid gold pocket watch has been returned to the family of one of the steamer's victims, a man famous for his own reasons. There is an additional photo. Its caption reads, "An illustration of the sinking of the Lady Elgin depicted in the New York Illustrated News." The father of pictorial journalism. Herbert Ingram was born on May 27, 1811, to a butcher's family in Lincolnshire, England. After starting his career as a printer's apprentice and journeyman, Ingram began noticing newspapers often sold more copies when they included illustrations. Before he could do anything about that, however, he needed money. As luck would have it, Ingram started to amass a small fortune in 1842 thanks to his newly patented Parr's Life Pills. Ingram claimed his supplements were based on a recipe created by the legendary Thomas Parr, a man who supposedly lived to the age of 152. Parr's Life Pills offered no actual medical benefits, but the proceeds did help finance an endeavor with real results. Less than a year after his foray into pharmaceuticals, Ingram launched the Illustrated London News. Unlike its competitors, the London News featured prominent illustrations and images in every weekly issue. Its success paved the way for imitators, and Ingram is now regarded as the father of pictorial journalism. By 1860, Ingram wasn't just a prominent businessman, but a member of the British Parliament. Unfortunately, none of that exactly matters to the Great Lakes. While traveling the U.S. to obtain new material for the Illustrated London News, Ingram and one of his sons were among the hundreds of Lady Elgin passengers to drown in the shipwreck. Rediscovery and a return home. It would take another 129 years before maritime archaeologists rediscovered the wreck of the Lady Elgin. Experts traveled to the location to document the ship's remains, including Holland-based historian Valerie van Heest in 1992. But unbeknownst to her, another group of divers had also recently visited the Lady Elgin, and they returned to land with a keepsake. Quote, the location had leaked, and a trio of divers came upon a pocket watch, a gold pocket watch, an extraordinary discovery, unquote, Van Heest told the local Michigan news outlet Fox 17. For over 30 years, the artifact remained hidden away in storage. After working to restore it, the watch's finders reached out to Van Heest to help identify its owner. Luckily, the timepiece offered a solid lead, the initials H.I. engraved on its watch fob. Additional research indicated Herbert Ingram's descendants still lived in England. After reaching out to them and confirming the watch's provenance, Van Heest learned his hometown's museum was coincidentally in the process of building an exhibit dedicated to him. Quote, they didn't have any physical artifacts, and here I was offering not only an artifact, but Herbert Ingram's personal watch, unquote, Van Heest explained to Fox 17. Quote, it was an extraordinary serendipitous occurrence, unquote. With the watch in the care of museum curators in Ingram's hometown of Boston, Lincolnshire, England, both his family and the public can now visit a tangible relic representing both historical triumphs and tragedies. Quote, returning this watch is the right thing to do, unquote, said Van Heest. Quote, this is reminding people that shipwrecks affected people, affected families, and this shows that 165 years later we care. People care about the individuals lost, unquote. Well, that brings us to the end of this week's material from Popular Science magazine. I'm Michael Piotrasch, and I'll be back soon with more interesting articles. Thank you for listening.